Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Seven Roles of Christ, the prologue of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 1, verses 14 to 18. Jesus is the Incarnation. Let's read our passage. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has declared Him. Again, that verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This verse is the climax of John's introduction of Jesus, proclaiming His humanity in the midst of His divinity. This verse contains the truth behind the Christmas story of the angels and the shepherds, the wise men, and the journey to Bethlehem. This verse gives the rest of the story its meaning, telling us what happened 2,000 years ago and what it means to us today. This verse presents four realities. Jesus became human. Jesus lived among us. Jesus revealed His glory. And Jesus invites us to Himself. First, Jesus became human, and the Word became flesh. Notice the link back to verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word that always was became a temporal event at a point in history. The Word that was God now became a human being. Here's the incredible truth. God became Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus Christ became the visible expression of the invisible God. He became a visual aid to reveal the nature of the Father. He was God in an earth suit. He was God revealing Himself in a way that we could understand. This action is known as the Incarnation. It's a hard concept for us to understand. Many debates occurred in the early church as to what it really meant. Some say Jesus wasn't really a man. He just looked like a man. Others said He had a body of a man, but He didn't have a human soul. Still others said Jesus was two people in one body, sort of half God and half man. And unbelievers said that it was all a bunch of nonsense, that Jesus wasn't God at all. All of those ideas were wrong. When Jesus came, the eternal God took on the form of a tiny, unborn, human baby boy. The Son did not cease to be God when He became a man. He added humanity, but He did not subtract deity. He was fully God and fully man, the God-man. Think about that for a moment. The power of God worked through human hands. The love of God beat in the human heart. The wisdom of God spoke from human lips. Jesus was God wrapped up in human flesh. Second, Jesus lived among us and dwelt among us. The word dwelt literally means to pitch a tent or to tabernacle. The tabernacle in the wilderness was sometimes called the tent of meeting because it was the meeting place between God and man. And Jesus is the place where we meet God. Eugene Peterson in the Message paraphrases this verse: the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. For 33 years, God moved onto our cul-de-sac. He walked down our street. Jesus lived among us. God wants you to be on familiar terms. He wants to be on familiar terms with us. He wants to be close. He wants a lot of interaction. He doesn't come into your community and build a huge mansion with a wall around it. No, he sets up a tent in your backyard. He uses your bathroom, eats at your table. He plays with the neighborhood kids. God came to pitch a tent in your human backyard so that he could spend a lot of time with you. And third, Jesus revealed his glory, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. The word glory refers to the visible manifestation of God's presence and power. When Jesus walked on earth, people could see God's presence shining through him. John chapter 2, verse 11. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. When you look at Jesus, you see the face of God. When you hear Jesus teach, you hear God teach. When you experience Jesus, you experience God. And fourth, Jesus invites us to himself, full of grace and truth. Jesus offered grace and truth. Grace gives people more than they deserve through the generosity of God. And truth is God's determination to be consistent, predictable, and trustworthy in dealing with mankind. And these must operate together. Grace without truth is easy to become sentimentality. And truth without grace can become inflexible. Because he was full of grace, Jesus died for you and me because we were still sinners. Because he was full of truth, Jesus was able to pay for our sins completely. So, what are the implications of Jesus is the incarnation? What does all this mean for us? The fact that Jesus came as God in human flesh has several implications. First, Jesus is here. Where in the world is God? Here. God is here as Jesus Christ living in every Christian. Jesus is real. The word truth in John 1:14 literally means that which is open to view, or that which is unconcealed. When Jesus became a man, he showed that God was a person. Jesus was not a myth, but a man who was God at the same time. Jesus was not a figment of someone's imagination, but a living presence. Jesus was not an idea of God, not a picture of God, but God himself in human form. He was real. In fact, Jesus wanted to be involved. Jesus is not like some distant relative that you see every couple of years. He wants to take up residence in your life. He wants to be involved. Because Jesus became a man, God came down and became touchable, approachable, and reachable. And Jesus identifies with our pain. In the act of becoming human, Jesus identified with our pain. He felt the pain of loneliness. He felt the hurt of rejection. He felt the sadness of losing a loved one to death. He felt the scars of mental or physical abuse. And Jesus offers grace. In other words, the one gift we all need for all of eternity can be found at only one source. The gift is salvation. The giver is Jesus. He's the one present. You can't live without. The one who met the conditions of God for the payment of your sin now offers forgiveness based on His grace. Jesus stepped out of heaven, coming for you. He brings with Him the amazing gifts of grace and truth. Jesus came. He personally comes to each of us offering grace and truth. He didn't stand off at a distance. He is personally reaching out to you. The question is, will you come home to Him? You think about all that as we've looked at the roles of Christ in this prologue of John. And you have a great day.